الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. أما بعد, it proceeds that we are following the explanation of Surah Al-Kahf, and we have reached verse number 98 concerning Dhul Qarnayn. After he built the barrier to protect against the coming of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Magog, Gog and Magog, after he built it, he humbled himself to Allah. قال هذا رحمة من ربي. He said, verse 98, this is a mercy from my Lord. فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا. And when the promise of my Lord shall come, he shall level it down to the ground, and the promise of my Lord is ever true. You see how the righteous, they don't relate the action to themselves, but rather to Allah, the most mighty and most magnificent, and to his favor. And that's why the ant, this is like the story of the of Musa alayhis, of Sulaiman, Solomon with the ant, in Surah, when this ant was facing the army of Sulaiman in the valley of the ants, she went up and gave a speech advising her sister ants, as in Surah An-Naml 27 verses 18 and 19. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. Till when they came to the valley of the ants, one of the ants said, O ants, enter your dwellings, lest Sulaiman, Solomon and his hosts crush you while they perceive not. So Sulaiman, and this is the point, smiled, amused at her speech, and said, My Lord, قال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي. Inspire and bestow upon me the power and ability that I may be grateful for your favors which you have bestowed on me. This is the position of the righteous. They relate the matter to Allah and his favors. And in this case, Dhul Qarnayn, he said, هذا رحمة من ربي. This is a mercy from my Lord. It is not my powers nor my abilities. And it is a mercy from Allah upon me and upon those people who requested from me to lift up and build up this dam. So, فإذا جاء وعد ربي, he said, and if when the promise of my Lord will come, meaning those people will come out, Magog, Gog and Magog, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will level it down to the earth. It will be completely leveled with the earth. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed something concerning this dam in the hadith which is agreed upon, where he said, when he came Zainab bin Jahsh, as in Sahih Bukhari, we can take that in volume 9, hadith number 249, Zainab bin Jahsh said that one day Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered upon her in a state of fear, and said, La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Woe to the Arabs from the great evil that has approached them. Today a hole has been opened in the dam of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, like this. And the Prophet ﷺ made a circle with his index finger and thumb. And Zainab bin Jahsh added, I said, O Allah's Messenger, shall we be destroyed, though there will be righteous people among us? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, if evil persons increase. And also it means if illegal sexual intercourse and illegitimate children and every kind of evil, if this increases, then that's where the Prophet ﷺ gave the warning. So a small hole appeared. However, when there is a crack, it will widen. And the promise, what is the promise that Dhulqarnain is talking about or referring to here? The promise is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them come out at the end of time, after the emergence of the false Christ, and after Jesus, peace be upon him, kills him. Those people in great numbers will come out like locusts. And as in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ informed about them. Allah commanded Jesus, peace be upon him, to take his people in the direction of At-Tur. And then Allah would send Gog and Magog, the Prophet ﷺ said in the Hadith in Muslim. And they would swarm down from every slope. The first of them would pass the lake of Tabariyas. Lake of Tabariyas is in Palestine. It's existing now. And they drink out of it. And when the last of them would pass, he would say, there was once water here. Jesus and his companions would then be besieged at At-Tur. And they will have difficulties and they will be much hard pressed, that the head of an ox would be dearer to them than 100 dinars, and dinar is a form of currency in silver or gold. And Allah's Messenger, Jesus peace be upon him, and his companions would supplicate Allah then, who would send to them insects which would attack their necks, and in the morning they would perish like one single person. Allah's Messenger, Jesus, peace be upon him, and his companions would then come down to the earth from the tour, from the mount, and they would not find in the earth as much space as a single span which is not filled with their putrefaction, and stench of their filth, meaning. And Allah's Messenger, Jesus, peace be upon him, and his companions would then again invoke Allah, who would send birds whose necks would be like those of Bactrian camels, and they would carry them and throw them where Allah would will. Then Allah would send rain, which no house of clay or the tent of camel's hairs would keep it out, and it would wash away the earth until it would appear to be a mirror. So Allah is able to do all things. We believe in these matters as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now as to how the situation will reach such a climax, then this is a matter, alaykum as-salam, related to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it himself. Then the last of this verse, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Then the last of this verse, وكان وعد ربي حقا, and the promise of my Lord is true, meaning the promise of Allah in their coming out of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. It's inevitable that everything which Allah promises will come to occur, because not fulfilling the promise is either due to incapacity or due to lying, and Allah Most High and Most Magnificent is far removed above such imperfection from incapacity or lying. He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not betray his promise because of his perfect ability and because of his perfect truthfulness. On this note, inshallah, we stop. We've taken this verse, and inshallah we continue later the rest of the verses. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.